Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The tools you would want in a left tackle, and you know, at that size, it's almost unfair, but that's what you need when you want to have a good offensive line. And you know, Alex Mack, solid, good veteran center. And if you've got a Hall of Famer at left tackle, which, you know, Trent Williams is on that course, all of a sudden you can do special things, even if you're down to your fourth and fifth back.
What'd you think about what Sam said about Kyle never seems to get that running back? Do you think, well, let me ask you this. Do the 49ers run a certain way that leads itself to their running backs to just get banged up a little more than other teams?
I think right now the answer would, even if you didn't agree, Dibs, how can anybody say no? But let's say Kyle had Frank Gore in his prime. I think that's his preference, Dibs, as by committee.
Yeah, if you have a Frank Gore, I mean, guy's top five all-time in rushing yardage, and the durability has been almost unprecedented. So, yeah, you'd love to have somebody of that ilk, but really you'd want to have a guy somewhere in between what you currently have and a guy like Frank Gore. You know, if you could just have somebody, and like, you know, Derrick Henry, I think, is another anomaly because he's so big,
right,
and physical,
man,
and he's been durable as well. The Niners situation seems more the norm than it does the exception, but you don't want to lose three and four backs a year, and, you know, you might be three down already after two games.
Yeah. What about like a Nick Chubb? You think he'd like a Nick Chubb? I mean,
I don't know why he wouldn't. I wouldn't like you.
Here's the other thing. I mean, nobody carries 20 times outside of Henry, but nobody does that anymore. So 18,
and they're still 17, getting hurt.
17 or 18 carries is kind of the top end for Shanahan guys. Obviously, you know, that playoff game with Mostert was an exception, but I think he did that for a reason because it couldn't be stopped, and he was just going to go to it as long as he could because it was a playoff game.
Not one of these guys has gotten hurt, Steiny, from overload, and that's what's uncanny. You think by the distribution of, you know what, we're going to keep it under 25, even 20, like you just said, but yet whoever it is, Mitchell, now he's nursing a shoulder. Sermon, that was different, but Hasty, you know, Mostert, it's just, and we're only on week three, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. That's all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. San Francisco 49ers are running through running backs. We'll see. I wonder, what I always think about is, okay, let's just take the next three games. What would we see in the next three games that would make us think, oh, man, they're not, their running game is shot now? I don't envision it happening like that.
Well, it could. And if you get down to, Johnny Street Clothes is your starting running back, and, you know, you got a guy who can't really get it done. I think there's enough names and enough bodies out there. T.J. Yeldon coming in for a workout, and a name that we haven't really thrown out, guy who used to play for the Rams, Todd Gurley, who obviously he's seen brighter days, but you're in a spot where desperate times call for desperate measures. But the one thing that you feel good about is knowing that the guy leading the way through the hole, an Ivy Leaguer, a real pro, Sam Monson joined us moments ago, and he talked about the critical import of Kyle Juszczyk.
Guys like Kyle Juszczyk are really important because if you're an opposing defense, you're going to treat him as a significant blocker in the run game, but he's a dynamic receiver. He's a dynamic weapon that can exploit a mismatch if you try and match up with him using a big linebacker or something like that.
Sam Monson, on delay, apparently. Spadoni told me he had it, and then I go to throw it, and you know he's got his handful of omelet or something. But yes, dynamic, Steiny, Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah, so dynamic that they feature him once a game.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a regular old David Meggett, Kyle Juszczyk is. Yeah, you like that, Spadoni, don't you? You like that.
Todd More targets than Todd Burley. Yeah.
Has he? I haven't seen him. That's I liked it, though. But, you know, you're in a spot where you need somebody to come back there and help out. Todd Gurley was great a few years ago. Does he still have anything left?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Kerryon Johnson, he's still a young player, and I'm looking at some of his numbers, and I played a little fantasy football as a partner of somebody. I paid attention to Kerryon Johnson. He might be fine. Like he might be fine. He might be fine. What, Kyle?
You're out on Kyle Juszczyk, but we get a he might be fine for a guy who was on the street this time last week. Hit the pike.
I like running backs who run the football. That's all.
Well, you'll like Jonas Patrick,
Let me ask you this, and I'm dead serious. If Juszczyk's so good and they're so banged up at running back, why can't he run the ball more?
Because he's a fullback. Okay. It's like saying the Warriors are banged up at center. If Steph Curry's so good, why doesn't he play center? Different position.
But they both carry the ball, Kyle. They both carry the ball. So Juszczyk, like, he can't carry eight times in a game?
It's not the kind of runs you call. Yeah, I mean, the runs he's going to have are your fullback dives, your belly. You're not going to toss sweep to Kyle Juszczyk. You'd be better off going to Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, right.
Well, that doesn't sound very dynamic is all I'm saying.
Well, if you listen to Sam Monson, in between all those jokes he was telling, he told you that he's dynamic in the pass game. He's not dynamic in the run
That's
game.
That's great.
And the reason why they run 21 personnel more than anybody in the NFL, two running backs and one tight end, 31% of their snaps so far through two games have been with Juszczyk on the field. It's because he's a great blocker and he is dynamic in the pass game.
All right. Sam says so.
And to answer your question, Steiny.
So does Kyle Shanahan.
What I saw Green Bay not doing defensively, I don't care who the Niners got back there. I think they're just going to run through them with the O-line doing what it does. But if we have a game to where we're like the Niners last week, we said Philly's D-line got after them. So that's why the running game wasn't, 3.5 on the ground. But if they do that against an average defense, then we'll say, uh-oh, we got a problem because a guy toting a rock, Steiny, not getting it done.
I mean, listen, this whole Juszczyk thing, yeah, I'm being devil's advocate a little bit, obviously. But I'm sorry, when you say somebody's dynamic, that leads me to believe that they are, that they make some plays. I mean, Juszczyk, they throw to him once or twice a game. Right. They run him once or twice a game. I'm not saying he's not valuable. I'm not saying he's not critical to what the 49ers do. But it's not like he's breaking a 60-yarder every game. Maybe it's the threat. I don't know. When I think of dynamic, I don't think fullbacks. Put it that way.
I'm with you.
Thanks, Scoo. I appreciate that. how much we think we're going to see Trey Lance play on Sunday against the Packers? And what does it depend on, do you guys think?
It depends on how the offense is flowing. And against Philadelphia, your first three possessions were punt, 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 including mistakes, drops, overthrows, and it didn't look like they were in much of a rhythm. And you don't want to throw Trey Lance into a spot where the offense isn't in rhythm. I think part of it has to do with close game or not, but against Detroit, you were in rhythm. I mean, that drive was just straight off the script. And so, yeah, Trey, get in there and run a couple plays, run your stuff. Philadelphia, you didn't have that. Now, I think Green Bay is better than Detroit defensively, but they're no Philadelphia. So I think you'll be able to get into enough rhythm to where you're going to bring Trey Lance in. And maybe it's a spot where you want to get the crowd involved, Goo. It, you know, the Levi's crowd, late first quarter, they've settled in. You know, you're dreading having to go, you know, spend money on that next pop. And but you're not in the sun. It's a night game. And then here comes number five. Ah, you get the crowd back into it.
See, it's so amazing doing radio with you two because we're all different. And, Dibs, I felt like the separation could have been against Philly where Garoppolo, to everybody's naked eye, he was off early. And that doesn't mean Trey Lance would have been off, Steiny. If I were the coach and I was really married to this two quarterback thing and these guys are different like they are, that would have showed me more from Lance being able to get in there against a top-tier defense and show me something. But with that said, Dibs, you get a touchdown, 6 points, that place will go crazy. I just don't like the fact that, oh, when it's easy street, let's bring Trey in like Detroit. Jimmy was in that rhythm you were talking about. So that's when, if I were the coach, Steiny, I'd be like, we don't need to put you in. We're rolling. But he put him in and he threw Jimmy's touchdown. But I wanted to see Trey against a tougher defense where Jimmy was struggling early on to kind of see, that's why we drafted him. He's got the legs, you know, Dibs, as opposed to, oh, let's get the crowd hype. Well, Jimmy gets him in the end zone, they'll be hyped.
Well, and he'll get there. He'll get those times and those games at Seattle and home against the Rams and all that. It's all coming down the road. But right, and it wasn't so much that Jimmy was out of sync. He was. The whole offense was out of sync. The whole offense looked like they weren't quite raring to go at the start of that game. Juszczyk, I don't know if that goes down as a drop. It was a little bit of a low throw. But it's a catch that, I mean, that should have been 12 yards. That would have been a dynamic play, Steiny. They called the fullback screen, and he had blockers in front. He had three. He had a little bit of a convoy. But it was a bad, he threw it at his feet. Debo with a drop. So you don't want to put Trey Lance in that situation where the offense isn't playing well as a unit.
Right. Right. And the other thing is, let's face it, he put Trey Lance in the first possession of the Lions game when they drove down the field and got to the five. And I just don't think – the Philly game was just like – I get what you're saying, Goo, but I look at it from the other way. It's like I don't think about Trey Lance in that game. And here's the thing. We got like – you're not going to win every game 40-0. The Eagles, by all accounts, have a great defensive line. So the 49ers may not be able to do every single thing they want to do. So if they got a big – I don't want a rookie quarterback in against that defensive line.
So are you two saying when it's easy or the defense – you know, the Niners offense is having their way with the defense, that he'll be more compelled to put Trey in?
Absolutely. You know, as you should, it's you take your toddler, you take your toddler to the playground and you don't take him up to the big wicked slide right away. You get him on that little strap him in swing, and maybe the next time you get him on the little bit of the bigger slide. You know, you got to ease the youngster in. You don't want him to be afraid of the playground. You don't want Trey Lance to be overwhelmed. So here's what you can do. Our offense is doing great. Go do it, young man. Get in there, and you know his time will come.
I mean,
interesting, Steiny, man.
Well, I mean, would you put him like? I wouldn't want to put him in against the Ray Lewis Ravens defense. You know what I mean? Under any circumstances, I'm not saying Philly's that, but yeah, you got to protect the kid a little bit. Give him some spoonfuls that he can handle.
And I think Green Bay is a time where you're going to get him in the high chair and you're going to get him you're going to let him eat a little bit, I think.
Their defense,
Yeah, and if the Niners offense continues to play as it has, which, you know, they got it done with Elijah Mitchell, guys. A rookie goes over 100 yards. The first day three rookie to go for 100 in his debut. And that's because the O-line was pushing people around. And if you do that against Green Bay, there will be plenty of opportunity for Trey Lance to come in and do his thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's keep it on 49ers right now. They only scored 17 points against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. Are you concerned about their offense at all? And is Trey Lance somebody that maybe can be used to spice things up a little and maybe give the 49ers that big playability? 888-957-9570. Where are you on the 49ers offense? We'll talk about it all on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
In the place to be. Oh, yeah.
Two balls outside.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
And don't forget to download the Odyssey app and favorite 95.7 The Game to get breaking news updates as well as links to the top interviews and best moments on The Game. Powered by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. And get it back and into the 49ers.
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. Who is that, by the way?
Rockbox, DMC, Run DMC.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Spadone, I know. Uh-oh. Hold on. Correct.
Mac Dre. DMC.
The original is Rockbox Run DMC.
But that one wasn't.
I'm telling them it was because that's the original.
Spadone's got a little little tempestuous 7-year old in him. I'm just starting to realize. You know,
the original is Run DMC Rockbox. But Mac Dre used it right there. I'm just letting Spadone know, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean chicken and egg on that one.
Yeah, and I'm out of ammunition on that one, guys, believe it or not. I'd like to add some insight, but don't have much to offer. There you go. There's a good cut for you, Spadone, that I don't have a lot of insight to offer. All right.
Thank you.
I want you guys to listen to a couple things Shanahan said yesterday about Trey Lance. And the first one is about whether not using Trey Lance against the Eagles was something that was pre-planned.
No, I never have a plan that I'm going to use or I'm not going to use him. It's always an option throughout the game. I've been two games, and I've never had him in the openers, and I've never had him as a designated time. I plan on doing that week to week, and whenever I feel like putting him in. You saw when I did in week one, and I never got that urge in week two.
All right, so he never got the urge in week two. And here's the one I also want you to hear because it was on the tail of that. This is he was asked about playing Trey Lance just to get him some snaps.
Yeah, I understand every angle that people want to take with it, but I mean, I also understand that we're an NFL team and we're trying to win each game and we do have a starting quarterback, and that usually makes it pretty simple. But when your backup quarterback does have a skill set that can bring different things to the game, that's what gives them an option for us to do. And that's something that someone has to prepare for week in and week out, and I think that's an awesome club that we have in our bag that we can use at any time. But you don't really make decisions based off your team of just putting a guy in totally just for how that is for him in the future. I think that'd be irresponsible to everybody else in the room. You do it if it gives you a chance based off of what's going on in that game only. If it wasn't because he was bringing a different element that we thought could help us with something that we're going against, there's no other reason that we would do it.
All right, so that's Kyle Shanahan from yesterday. Anything stick out there to you, Dibs, or did he clarify anything that we should have known, or did he introduce something that now makes us shake our head? Where are you on that?
It's kind of all where it's been for me the whole time, which is, you know, he has a starting quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, and that pretty much explains everything. But when you have a guy with a skill set, and that's the word that stuck out to me, two words actually, skill set. When you have a backup that has that, well then you want to utilize that. And he also said it gives opposing defenses something else to think about, something else to game plan for. And that's a good club to have in your bag. Shout out Golf Reference. And that's, you know, you don't always use your hybrid, but when you need it, it's nice to have that in your bag. I've been hitting a lot of three woods, but occasionally it's like, I don't know if I can get there with the four iron. you go to the hybrid, and that's nice to have that in your bag. So I've heard what I've believed all along. Trey Lance will play when his unique skill set can be utilized, and I might unleash him at any time opposing defenses, so you better be ready for him. But I have a starter. I have a starter.
And I appreciate that because I'm on the side of, yeah, I don't care how long it's been since he played a down, Steiny. That doesn't mean he can't sit there and hold the clipboard. Your starter's Jimmy. There is no Lance scoreboard in the sense of, oh, he's going to get rusty. And I just caution people, you know, if he is not ready to be the starter, how do we know he's ready to master whatever sample or package you're going to run him out there in? So I like that there was just one quarterback that played against Philly, and I think we're going to see more of that moving forward.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, and it's not going to go away. But I, you know, and Guru, you said this, and I was kind of thinking about it this way. The 49ers, what, their first four possessions without a first down? I know they didn't have a first down in the first quarter. I don't know if it was three or four possessions.
Three and outs. Yeah, three and outs.
So if you, I mean, if you're not going to Trey Lance after right. three or four series when they don't do anything against Phil, I mean, it's just, I don't know that it's really in the cards. My feeling now is, and all this is unsaid, but here's my feeling. Trey Lance is not ready, all right, certainly to play every down. And Trey Lance is only going to play a significant amount if Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt. And that's why he was drafted first and foremost, because Jimmy Garoppolo has an injury history, and they needed two roles to fill, a backup quarterback and a quarterback for the future, and I think that's why they're looking, you know, that's what they're looking at Trey Lance at, both of those things. Backup this year, maybe even a little next year if we got some good action. Uh-oh. And then we'll get you down the road. I think it's understandable what they're doing.
Especially when you want to compete for, you know, a Super Bowl. If you want to really be a team that's out there trying to win games, and that's why I think if you look at the Philly game, that was a game that was not comfortable, and you didn't feel like you could put Trey Lance in and get the absolute best from Trey Lance. Jimmy G was doing enough. The offense was doing enough, and the defense was winning the day. So I think Green Bay presents less of a daunting opposition. And you know what? If Green Bay comes out and they're dominating on defense and the Niner offense is on its heels, you probably won't see Trey Lance.
Yeah,
and it's Yeah, it's funny to think about just game one at Detroit, Sonny Dibbs. It feels like he played 15 plays, and we had our over-under. I know we switched it to last second, but he only played four plays, you know, and we dissected each and every one. But it felt like 15, Sonny, and it was only four. So are we really shocked he didn't see the field week two?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear Shanahan's going to use – he's basically going to use him any way he wants, and he'll explain it afterwards. Bobby's in Los Altos. What's going on, Bobby? How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Listen, I actually wanted to pay a compliment to Goo. In general, over the years, as I've listened to you, I've definitely appreciated your enthusiasm. It's not really my style to think that the team's going to the Super Bowl one day and then you got to dismantle the team the next day. But I understand you're very passionate. Now, all of that being said, I want to say, Goo, you said something super interesting a little while back that I never had thought of. And, you know, in my mind, I was like, hey, yeah, there's no way that Trey Lance is going to play in Philadelphia, this Philadelphia game, because it's too tight, it's quote-unquote smash mouth, and it's too tough of a situation. But you're exactly right, Goo, now that I think about it. How are we ever going to know what Trey Lance is in comparison to Jimmy Garoppolo until we put him in a position where maybe Garoppolo is not succeeding? Then we bring in Trey Lance to see if anything changes. Because when things are going good like it was in Detroit, to your point, Jimmy's succeeding, so maybe Trey would also succeed. You didn't learn anything. But if you bring him in a situation like that first quarter where – I think San Francisco played maybe a minute of offense. I don't even know what it was, but they weren't doing well. So why not bring them in and see what Trey Lance's unique skill set, mobility, can do? And if there's a change and he can actually change the fortunes of the offense, then maybe we got something. But if he fails, then, you know, he didn't do any better than Jimmy, and maybe everyone can kind of shut up about him being the starter right now because we know that he's not ready. You know what kills me a little bit is I am not a Jimmy G apologist, but I feel like I got to call in all the time and defend him just for the sake of the team. So, Goo, I really I like that insight that you gave, and I think it's something that Coach Shanahan needs to account for in next week's game. Thank you.
Goo, you want to bask?
I'm with you, Guru.
No, I got a backhanded compliment at the beginning of that from Super Bowl to dismantle. Can't forget that. But, yeah, that was my whole point about Dibs. If this dude is different and he's unique and we all know that, I don't think it's, oh, the boogeyman is the Eagles. Let the kid go out there and be consistent and see what he can do, to our caller's point. I don't think that was, you know, off the terrain thinking.
Well, Kyle and I, not Madsen, but Shanahan, disagree. Because what bad could happen if Trey Lance goes out there? Well, he could make a mistake and he could turn the ball over and he could flip that entire ball game. Now, I know that the upside is he can make jaw-dropping, unbelievable plays, but the risk-reward balance that Kyle Shanahan has to play with this, he's always going to err on the side of ball control. And, you know, Trey Lance has not been in the league long enough to where you know whether or not he's reckless with the ball, he is a fumbler, he throws a lot of picks. We don't know yet. I don't think he's that person, neither does Kyle Shanahan. If they thought he was turnover-prone, they would have called him Jameis and they would have sent him to New Orleans because that guy loves giving the rock away. That's all he wants to do is turn it over. Yeah, so they don't know yet. And you're in a spot against Philadelphia where you don't want to turn the ball over under any circumstance. So you go with the guy who's has more of a track record of, you know, preserving the rock.
You know what I'm sniffing? You know what I'm sniffing, guys? The kid's not ready. And Kyle Shanahan and Lynch and the coaching staff are starting to figure that out or have already begun figuring that out weeks ago. He's not ready. He's Kuminga. He's Wiseman right now.
Back to Wiseman.
Yeah, and otherwise, he would be playing more.
You know what? As much as I was clamoring for him,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to die on this hill.
I want this. Okay. I want to give it to me, Gil.
With what I saw Jimmy do and his throws, I still think Trey can succeed being Jimmy. But with that said, they decided he wasn't ready, and that's why he didn't win the job.
Can we – let's put the rat on the table. Do the 49ers have a better shot at winning the Super Bowl with Garoppolo or Trey Lance? I think it's Garoppolo.
Okay. Dibs, you can go. I'm going to step off.
Well, I'm not even going to justify that question with a response, quite frankly, because it's so obvious.
Well, now, interestingly, I would have liked an answer just to make my point is if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, he ain't gonna play.
Although, I'll answer the damn question.
Although, no, Ditch, you know what?
Here's
what I thought was interesting. I think we had a conversation back in the day, maybe a few weeks back, maybe a month ago, where I said, well, if Trey Lance, if Garoppolo gets hurt and Trey Lance is the starting quarterback, would the 49ers win total come down? And you guys said no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I still believe it.
And that's the way win totals work. And also, this Niner team is not predicated by the play of its quarterback. And I've said this, and I'll say it again, darn it, until I'm blue in the face. Uh-oh. The quarterback on this team does not have to, and actually won't be, the MVP of the offense. The quarterback is probably the fifth most important, maybe the sixth most important guy on the field. And it's the way Shanahan is running. Maybe he likes to go four wides and throw it all over the park. We don't know that, and we won't know this year. But Juszczyk is more important. Kittle's more important. Mack is more important. Trent Williams is more important. And you could make an argument that Deebo Samuel is more important. Then we'll get to the quarterback being more important than the two guards, the right tackle, and whatever other wide receiver you want to throw in there. And then the running back. I guess that you do need a running back. But that's my point, Goo, about how this offense is built.
That's interesting because when you look at the teams that went to the Super Bowl and won it, Steiny, the quarterback would be it would have to be top two. I go to Tampa Bay. I go to Russell Wilson, or they didn't make the offs. I go to the Rams. You know, you look around. I go to Kansas City. Dibs, you are right. That's how it's built. But I'm wondering if that is the formula for success, the fact that the quarterback is that far down on who you can ill afford to lose. If you guys, you know.
Well, you don't want it to be, and hopefully that's why you took Trey Lance, so that next year or maybe the year after – he is your Patrick Mahomes, because Mahomes is the most important person on the Chiefs offense. And Lamar Jackson's the most important person on the Ravens offense. And, you know, we could go around and the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, you know, these guys are the most important. But you don't have that. So how do you win games? You don't win by pretending your quarterback is the most important guy and therefore you throw it 48 times. That's kind of where the Lions are right now. They don't have much of an option, but Jared Goff should be in an offense like this, where he can dink and dunk, and you're not going to rely on him to go out there and win games with his arm, because it's not the guy he is. But they don't have what the Niners have, and because you have this, you can, quote, get away with a game manager.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You have the QB of the future, though. You can all dream about what it's going to be like someday.
And Dan's my friend, Guru. Dib's my friend, but I can still disagree with him. You know, I mean, I actually agree with a lot of what he said, but I'm not putting Garoppolo at number six in terms of importance. But that's just a number. I think Dibs is right with that's the way the 49ers have to play right now. If your quarterback, it's not winning in spite of your quarterback, but it's
right.
Yeah. It's allowing your quarterback to be what he does best most of the time, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Where would you put him if you don't put him six? I mean, as far as import to this team.
I still put him one or two.
Okay.
Because I do think – well, I mean, I don't think we're really disagreeing here. What I'm saying is if you took Garoppolo off the team and put in Tom Brady, would they be better? Of course they would be better.
Yes.
So – Like, I'm not denying that. But I do think if you put Trey Lance in or some other quarterbacks, there wouldn't be any different. No. Yeah. You think would the 49ers be better with Jared Goff? I don't think so.
Oh, no. No, not at all. Not at all. And I got a great – go ahead, Snotty, because I got boxing analogy for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
This came to me while Dibs was describing the Niner offense and what they're asked to do right now. Hey, dude, I really like this. So Thomas Hearns is my favorite fighter, Hitman Hearns of all time. And when you watch him box, it's all offense. He's coming out throwing haymakers. And you know what you're getting when you tune into a Thomas Hearns fight. But guess what?
Floyd Mayweather,
the champion, undefeated. People get mad at him because he wins, but he's a defensive fighter, Dibs. So in this example, the Niners' offense is Mayweather because they're not throwing haymakers and chucking it all around. So maybe that's why, myself included, some fans are like, oh, they only scored 17. But you won. But it's the way you won, maybe, that some people don't like. What do you think about that one?
That's really good. I give you a solid 4 for the comparison because, it. Hearns fights, I wasn't a huge Tommy Hearns fan, but you watched his fights. And I'm trying to think who at the time, Roberto Duran was a little bit more of a defensive boxer, but no one has ever done it like Floyd has defended. But much like Floyd, I don't think Shanahan really cares about the style points argument. He cares about 2-0. And, you know, Floyd would go out there and he would try to 10-9 you to death. He didn't really want to hurt you. He just wanted to make sure you knew that you couldn't hit him. And he would hit you with those 4 little baby slaps. But he would 10-9 you to death.
You got it. Yeah.
Those aren't boos. They're saying stew. Stew in Marin. What do you got?
How are you?
Hey.
Long time, first time.
Sweet.
I feel like this is a tempest in a teapot. I do not understand why everyone is so jazzed out about Trey Lance. He hasn't played in the NFL. When has there ever been a rookie that stepped in and taken over a team? Jimmy G was one poor quarter away from winning a Super Bowl for the Niners. He's a competent, experienced quarterback, and I feel bad for the guy. I think he's getting no respect. I think Shanahan is doing a number on his head. And, you know, in the absence of Trey Lance being the second coming of Russell Wilson, I think we ought to move on.
What's a tempest in a teapot? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, Spadoni usually doesn't leave it open for follow-up questions.
Oh, yeah. Spadone, did you give him the hatchet?
Yeah.
I've heard the phrase a tempest in a teapot or tea. I think it's tempest in a teapot. Dibs, you know the origination of that?
I think it goes back to early 19th century America, Steiny. There was a land dispute. I believe it was in the Carolinas. I'll have to Google it.
Yeah.
Right, I got the proper context for it, Steiny. Tempest in a teapot or storm in a teacup is an idiom meaning a small event that has been exaggerated out of proportion.
Perfect usage.
Stemming from an
old wooden ship used during the Civil War era.
Yeah, the old tempest in the teapot. Yeah.
Good, great
Learn
usage.
New every day. Yeah.
Great usage. Spencer's in Oakland. What's up, Spencer?
Do you guys hear me?
Oh, loud and clear.
I'm curious, when did the dialogue change on Trey Lance? Because going into the draft, it was known he was a raw talent and would take 1 to 2 years to develop him. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's clamoring for him to start, and we still have no idea what he's going to be in the NFL. We barely know what he was in college with the small sample size of games we had.
You're right on the money.
But what about the 80-yard touchdown
right
to the caller's point?
It was a
game for him. It was his first NFL game, although it didn't count. And I'm one that got caught up in the mania, Dibs, but the pass from the end zone in that same game where he threw for a first down, he looked the part. And let's put the rat on the table. My first one in a few days. He had this. Steiny, I remember your number like you in the Hall of Fame. You were at 41% of he could actually win the starting job when all this, you know, circus was going on. So, to the caller's point, it's not based on not seeing Trey have success in a preseason game, which was all we could go on. The kid looked like he had something, throwing missiles.
He didn't have a great preseason. He was throwing too hard a lot. I mean, yeah, he had some plays.
True.
Dibs, what are you watching?
Oh, nothing. I'm giving it to Kyle. Kyle's champing at the bit.
No,
it's just Goo. You cited two plays. Jimmy Garoppolo had a whole real game in week one where he was throwing missiles. Like, Kyle Shanahan watched practice. Kyle Shanahan saw the ups and downs. We saw the ups and downs. Like I said, you picked out two plays. There were a lot of plays that weren't so good, and they were like, oh, man, this guy's not necessarily ready.
Those are facts, Jack. Yeah.
Kyle got me earlier with one of those in-your-faces with Juszczyk, and I think.
No, that wasn't in your face. Those were facts. My point was, at the time, the gun went off. After that first preseason game, we thought we had the second. I was part of it, of Donovan McNabb. Trey looked good. And guess what, Dibs? We saw more plays that revealed he wasn't ready. And obviously at the end, the coach said he wasn't ready, and that's why he's not starting. I love the caller's point about mind games. If I'm a quarterback and what I think the position takes, Jimmy gets nothing out of watching – Trey come in the game.
I object. It's based on hearsay and pure conjecture, and this is you and all the rest of the callers trying to take up for Jimmy G in a fight that he's not interested in fighting, because you don't know how much communication's going on behind closed doors. And for anyone to say that Jimmy G's confidence was shaken, he lost his rhythm, he's feeling some kind of way, you're just making stuff up, and I don't understand the need to take up for another human being. Now, if he comes out and says, yeah, you know, I'll just put it bluntly, I'm sick of it, then we've got some action. But until then, all you need to know is that Jimmy Garoppolo, Kyle Shanahan, and Trey Lance seem to be on the same page. There doesn't seem to be any cracks in the dam.
Yeah, how about this one before we go? How about this one?
How about that?
Steph Curry wants to come back in with 10 minutes left in every fourth quarter, but he doesn't. He doesn't like the way they use him in the fourth quarter. It's not a real big issue, though.
Right, what good is my boxing analogy?
Coming up on the other side. I see some calls. We'll get to them. We'll stay on this 49er conversation. It's all sponsored by MB Jesse Painting. Is your business, high-rise, or HOA in need of quality painting now that teams are returning to offices? MB Jesse Painting offers the most trusted painting services in the Bay Area, completing projects on time. Get a free quote today from the Bay Area's painting experts at mbjesse.com.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
The new Odyssey exclusive stations are curated for sports listeners like you. Find your new summer soundtrack. There are hundreds of new stations for summer barbecues, road trips, working out, or relaxing poolside. You'll find a huge variety of music stations like Arena Rock. Rock of the 70s and 80s that conjures up memories of epic tailgate parties, mesmerizing light shows, fog machines, and lighters held high in the air. You'll find your favorite artists on Odyssey 2 on the all-new Artist radio stations. Check out the new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. Guys, when was the last concert that you held a lighter high in the air at? Although you're not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition, but...
Never would be the answer.
Oh, no.
No, wow. that to me, that is one of the more hackneyed and, quite frankly, sad responses to live entertainment.
Oh, boy.
Mine was 2019, Oracle. I was there for Snoop Dogg, Stani, and Too Short.
Yeah, no, this was light. No, this was for, this would be for lighting a lighter for an encore. You'd want an encore. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, not just, you know, using them because they're smooth. Right. Talking about the 49er quarterback situation. And Trey Lance, 4 plays week one, no plays week two. What's in store for week three? Who knows? Who knows? And I think that's the way Kyle Shanahan wants it right now. Do you think we're ever going to head into a week where his role is at least somewhat defined, even if it's he has no role? Or do you think every game will be like, is he going to use him? Is he going to use him 3 plays, 10 plays, or at all? Where you guys come down on that?
I think it's where we're going to be every game. It's where he wants it to be. He wants there to be uncertainty. He wants there to be talk about how will they use Trey Lance? Might they use him? What would his package look like? You can only imagine.
Well, I'll say this, Dibs, to that. I see you working. Yes, Donnie. But he told us, everybody just F off. And that's when he wouldn't comment on who was the starter. And, Steiny, I don't expect him to tell us moving forward, week to week, his plans or contingency plans at the quarterback position. He'll do it as John Wayne. He's a Maverick, Steiny, so he ain't telling us crap. But I do like, and I'm going to leave this show feeling good, this particular show about the caller that liked my point about when it's tough, that's when you put him out there to see if he can do something different and provide that spark.
Okay.
And that's real, Stoney.
Okay. Yeah, let me tell you what else is real. What else is real is when I got put into the game against Reading High School when I was in 10th grade, not yet fully physically developed, and absolutely Kobe. Got my ass handed to me. All right? Okay? I wasn't ready to play in the game as a sophomore. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You can't throw a guy into the deep end. Trust me. I had 3 turnovers in a minute and a half, and Tony Jenkins stripped me.
Choke
it wasn't artist. Good. No.
Jenkins.
Tony Jenkins, yeah. Good player.
Aren't we robbing, Don't though, Trey, of? Yeah. And again, Dib, I'm not
Getting
saying he's
humiliated?
Ready. No, of having some success against the NFL top-tier defense, maybe. How about that?
Well, he will. And right now, you can't afford the if. Because right now it's an if. And with Jimmy G, he's much more of a known commodity. Is he the best quarterback in the league? Of course not. He's not even the best quarterback in the division. He might not be the best quarterback on the team. But right now, you know what you have with Jimmy Garoppolo. And what he does well. And the one thing he does really well is run Kyle Shanahan's system. He knows where people are supposed to be. He gets the play in and off on time. He, for the most part, has everyone doing what they need to be doing. He's in command of the scheme. And again, you don't really need him most times to go out there and throw it all over the park and make a number of plays. The plays he needed to make against Philadelphia, he made them. You talked about it, Guru, about his ability with his legs. Quarterback sneak, he didn't fail on any of those. He got the yard that was needed. There was a couple of pass plays that broke down. He pulled it down and got yards. He didn't get 30, but he got enough to keep drives alive. He didn't fumble the snap. He didn't throw any picks. You know, he made a few mistakes, but he played a very clean game. There were no parking tickets, no delay, false start, illegal formation, any of that. It was a clean game for Jimmy G.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Peter King, Monday morning quarterback. He's going to be joining Damon Ratto and Kolsky today at 2:30. He'll be joining them every week throughout the season. So Peter King with the boys this afternoon. Jeff is in Marin. He disagrees with Dibs on something. What's up? What's up, Jeff?
Hey, thanks for taking my calls, guys. Normally, I don't disagree with Dibley, but I got to today. What I heard Dibs talking about was, like, you know, this quarterback in Kyle's offensive structure is about the 6th most important player. I give you Exhibit 1, the 2020 season. We lose Garoppolo. We've got journeyman quarterbacks at best playing the game, and in theory, we still got the running game, the tight end, the receivers, what have you, and we went to crap. So I think he undervalues the position of the quarterback, even in Kyle's offensive system. And then just a comment about Trey Lance. Look, I've called it and said it before. Joe Montana sat on the bench mostly behind Steve DeBerg when he was a rookie. Walsh did something where he started bringing him in. Interestingly, usually when it was in the red zone, right? Kind of like what Kyle did this Detroit game with Trey. Needless to say, in my opinion, Jimmy Garoppolo is a way better quarterback than Steve DeBerg. So if the future Hall of Famer, the guy who I think is one of the best, if not the best quarterback to play in the NFL, Joe Montana, can sit for a year and learn the pro game, I think Trey Lance can do the same, and I think that'll be better for him and for the team in the long run.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I even appreciate it, Jeff, although to make comparisons to Steve DeBerg is a little out of bounds. It's so long ago, different era. And, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo on that team last year was more important than the sixth best player on the team, and that was part of the problem. You didn't have Trent Williams at tackle. And by the way, you lost George Kittle, which changed a lot of the calculus. And you also lost Deebo Samuel, another player who is more important. And you didn't have Alex Mack. So this year's composed team is different than last year's.
Fair. Yeah. I think that's fair. And that's the... And Jeff, that's as far as Dibley's really ever going to come on a situation. Shut Spadoni, grow up! Giving me goofy look like that.
I missed it.
I did too.
Yeah, it was something. You know why, guys? Because you're mature. Because you're grown-ups. That's why. You're not. I mean, sometimes I don't know who's Joe and who's Benny.
What would his package look like?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That was a drop. Yeah.
Here's one for you, Steiny. Yeah. We sit right now with 7 undefeated teams in the National Football League. Barring a tie in Rams Buccaneers, we will be down to 6 at the most. Who is most likely and how many? Let's play a little game of how many unbeatens. Many unbeatens will we have come week 4. So after week 3, guys, you've got the Raiders in Miami, Denver hosting the Jets, Niners hosting the Packers, Rams hosting the Buccaneers. One of them most likely won't be undefeated. Arizona's at Jacksonville, and Carolina is at Houston. How many unbeatens will remain after week 3, Goo?
I'm going 4. I got the Raiders beat Miami.
Okay.
The Rams beating Tampa.
Ooh.
And Denver, you said Denver's playing who?
The Jets.
Okay, that's a win. My God, I was wrong on Zach Wilson. Yeah. That's 3. Got the Niners just mollywhopping Green Bay.
Okay.
That's 4. Yeah.
Arizona at the Jaguars. You got the Jags coming through.
Sorry. No, that's 5. So 5 I have. Thank you.
And then Carolina at the Texans.
They're losing.
Looks like Deshaun Watson won't be elevated under any circumstance. So you got 5 remaining. How about you, Steiner?
Raiders going to lose at home to the Dolphins, believe it or not. Yeah, they're going to lose at home to the Dolphins.
Feels like it's an anti-Spadoni pick, but go ahead.
Right. No,
here's the other team that loses. Denver loses against the Jets. Absolutely. That's 2 losses. 49ers win. Rams, Buccaneers, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Somebody's going to be. Somebody's not going to be. Arizona beats the Jaguars. And Carolina loses. 3 teams are going to lose for the first time this week.
Okay,
Spadoni's Raiders.
Yeah, actually, that would be 4 going to lose for the first time because the Bucks or the Rams, but I'll allow it. The Tua injury, it's a factor. I'm going to say 4 unbeatens. I think the Raiders do get it done in Vegas.
Yeah.
Denver is a fraud. I'm not buying Denver. The Niners, I'll give you. I think Tampa beats the Rams, but you're right, Steiny. It doesn't matter for this exercise. I've got Arizona with another win, and Carolina's going to lose at the Texans somehow, some way. So I got 4. Guru's got 5. Steiny's got 3. We'll check back on Monday and see who's right and who's wrong.
That should be a segment, who's right, who's wrong. Well, who was right?
I like it. It's better than fair or foul.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
My man.
Let's go out to Ben. Ben's in Berkeley. He wants to talk about Mike Shanahan and, of course, Thomas the Hitman Hearns. What's up, Ben?
Absolutely. You know, we're comparing to all these quarterbacks. Gibbs says, we got Garoppolo, and I want to quote Al Pacino in Heat. What do we got? You know, we got Garoppolo. We compare Kyle Shanahan to Thomas the Hitman Hearns. I want to compare him more to Manny Pacquiao, because when Juan Manuel Marquez knocked out Pacquiao in what Jim Lampley or Lamps called the most vicious knockout since Paul Williams got knocked out by Martinez in 2010 in November, and that's what it was in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs and the Patriots, because he got knocked out when he was way ahead like Pacquiao, just boom and boom and the most vicious knockouts we've seen in the last 20 years. So let's compare him to Pacquiao, a guy who was way ahead on points, a bloody Marquez, like a bloody Chiefs and the bloody Patriots. And then when he was dancing in front of his wife, boom, boom, knockout blow, straight to the ground, bleeding, the most vicious knockout. So he's been knocked out twice, just like Lamp said. And what's he got?
Yeah, what are you talking?
Give me the Francesca if you can.
What are you talking about? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, and also you were listening to Ben in Berkeley, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station, all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. By the way, and I threw this on the text thread last night. I can't stand this kind of crap. This participation trophy, this let's give everybody stats.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.